From Chicago, it's Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
Good morning to you. All right, here's the deal. I'm in for Bob. Bob was in for Don. I'm Wendy Snyder. Bob Surratt's on vacation. And the Breakfast Club today, we're going to find out about a new restaurant in the River North area. Joining us this morning is Sahil Sethi. Am I close?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, you talk right into this microphone. There is a new restaurant, and it's interesting. The word means zero in Arabic. It's S-I-F-R, and we're pronouncing it Sifr. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, very nice to meet you.
Likewise.
This is a modern Middle Eastern cuisine. Explain that to me a little bit.
So it's basically staying true to the roots and presenting in a modern interpretation of what we feel could be a modern era of plating and understanding the cuisine and the culture, and putting that onto a plate in terms of just not food, the ambience, the service, the hospitality. Arabs are known for hospitality. The whole Middle East is known for hospitality. And I belong to India. So
you were born in India?
Born in India, raised in India, studied in India, everything about India. But again, this cuisine is so close to my heart because of my work that I did in Abu Dhabi for 2 years. And I left my piece of heart there, I would say. Wanted to do something with this cuisine. So that's where what we're doing with Sifr now is bringing those classical cuisine and those dishes from the Arab world and Middle East in total, including some parts of Turkey, some inspiration from Morocco, Marrakesh to be in specific. And combining all that together, putting that onto a plate and in a setting of a restaurant, which is more modern in terms of presenting it, is using Midwest produce and taking the flavors from the Mideast.
Okay, let's talk about those flavors from the Mideast, because there are certain spices that we may not be used to. What are some of those spices?
So like, I know cinnamon, a lot of people use it now. Fennel, aniseed, nigella, which is a black onion seed, that's part of the cuisine. So our bread pita that we make freshly in our pizza oven is basically crusted with sesame and black nigella. So you get that little bit of herbaceousness plus that nuttiness from the sesame seed, combine that with the hummus, which is basically chickpeas pureed down and garbanzos pureed down. So it's just a whole amalgamation of different spices with a complete array of hummus, which is more towards texture, just not being hummus. So we add green chickpeas to it, which have been charred on our amber. Then most of the dishes that we cook are cooked over live charcoal and wood.
So, you know, a lot of Americans have very lazy taste buds. Seriously, we like our steak, our potatoes, and these spices, it sounds like they all come together in this just beautiful blend.
Yeah. So the restaurant is open 7 days a week.
Okay.
Like you said, potatoes. Why not come and try potatoes at Sifr? They are cooked 3 times. So we steam them, cook them slowly, and then from there on we cool them down. Then we par fry them, cool them down again, and we cook it to order, like fry it again and toss it in our harissa blend, which is a fermented chili paste that we make in-house. And it's a little spice to it. Plus you get crunchy potatoes on the side of a steak that we do is a Australian Wagyu that we're doing right now from West Home. So it's an amazing collaboration of different ingredients coming together, but we are staying true to the roots of the cuisine as well.
And so, there you get your steak and potatoes.
Yeah,
they're just,
as you know,
said,
but
tastier.
A different flavor to it.
Exactly. So there are kebabs. Yeah. You also have fresh cocktails over there too. Your own take on a Manhattan.
On take on a Manhattan. Plus we have cocktails which are named with the Arabic numbers. So 1 to 9. We have 9 cocktails on the menu, number 1 to number 9. They're like based on the numeric numbers of how you call them in Arab. So you don't call it, I want this cocktail. You say, I want number 1, but you're translating that like, sitta is 6.
Oh, okay.
So you get, and it's one of the sittas. So again, we are making them be a part of the community as well.
I am excited to try this. It's called Sifr. It's spelled S-I-F-R. And that is an Arabic word for zero, representing a renewed commitment to a fresh start, a new beginning. They're located at 660 North Orleans in Chicago's River North area. And you have a rooftop patio as well, right?
Yep.
Because it's going to be nice for a while. I mean, today is not very nice. But
by evening, I think it's going to be better. So
all right.
People can enjoy the rooftop.
What is your specialty there, chef?
So specialty is majorly doing the kebabs and a lot of, like I said, we take on the Midwest produce. So now we're changing. The asparagus season is almost over. We're moving on to corn and tomatoes. So a little bit of season left from the summers. We're going to take the best advantage of it and then put into the specialty. What I do is basically combining all these flavors and putting them into a different ball game altogether, right? So from kebabs to doing small plates to blending and everything together is a specialty of doing what I do best.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I feel like I should say yes, chef. Have you watched The Bear at all?
Yeah.
Is that anything like what's going on over at Cipher?
Some of it. But we don't yell. We don't shout at each other. It's a good community that we want to build. It's just next generation of chefs that we are trying to build up. So it's a good way of having everybody together.
Well, nice to meet you, Chef Sahil Sethi. And the restaurant is called Cipher. You can go to SIFRChicago.com. And welcome. Welcome to the city.
Thank you.